Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Tobias Harris scored 34 points as the 76ers beat the Nets 117-106, and the Pistons knocked off the Celtics 116-103. In men's college basketball, UAlbany downed New Hampshire in overtime 76-73, Syracuse ripped Boston College 76-50, Vermont topped Binghamton 72-53, Hartford held off Stony Brook 68-65, and St. Bonaventure defeated UMass 74-61. In women's college basketball, UMass took down LaSalle 76-62, Stony Brook routed Hartford 66-55, Vermont beat Binghamton 65-62, and New Hampshire edged UAlbany 48-47. In NBA news, the Pelicans say Zion Williamson will make his long-anticipated NBA debut next Wednesday against the Spurs. The first player taken in last year's draft has missed the Pelicans' first 41 games this season and will sit out three more while rehabilitating from arthroscopic surgery on his right knee. Williamson played in four preseason games before his injury, averaging 23.3 points and 6.5 rebounds. In the NHL, the Flyers defeated the Blues in overtime 4-3. In other news, the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts, has identified the student killed in a Florida crash involving its women's rowing team. 20-year-old sophomore Grace Rett died Wednesday after a team van collided with a pickup truck in Vero Beach. WCVB News says Rett had recently set a world record for indoor rowing in her age group, rowing 383,000 meters, almost 238 miles, in just over 62 hours. The team was in Florida to practice for the winter, and authorities say about a dozen other people, including students, were injured in the crash. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org. I'm Jesse King.